from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That song right there is called Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson. One of the great solely instrumental pieces of music, I think, that graced this planet. We could have gotten the instrumental for It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by the late, great Andy Williams. Because that's what it is for me. You can wait until that snow's falling, but it's time to play that song in my world. We have real games. We are a week plus into the high school and college football seasons, and we are just 3 days away from the kickoff of the NFL regular season. We made it, baby. We made it. It's Donnie Football with you on this gorgeous Labor Day on 93.7 The Fan. Pony and Chris taking the holiday off. Sean Myers behind the glass with me this afternoon for this 4-plus-hour voyage. Sean, you do high school games, you do college games, kind of like myself, Friday nights, Saturdays. They're taken up with you on a headset calling either local high school games or local college games. You can just feel it in the air. You can just feel it in the air, Sean.
It's an exciting time. You know, the crazy thing about high school football, and I'm sure you probably have felt this way at times, it comes so early, it's almost like you don't really have the buildup for it like you do with the NFL, because the NFL, we talk about 365 or certain years, 366 days a year. And so you're always thinking about, you know, the schedule, the start of the season, preseason. When it comes to high school football and some lower level college football, of course, I do Division II Seton Hill. It kind of gets there, you know, earlier than expected. And you're like, wow, it really is already back to the football time. But I think the anticipation is a completely different animal when it comes to the NFL, because you're doing your fantasy football drafts in preparation. It's just nonstop football all throughout the offseason. And when it finally does arrive, it is a pretty special time. So, yeah, it's an awesome week here. We're already 2 weeks into the high school football season in Western PA, though.
Yeah, so now that's where I'll go off on a little side road here for just a minute. I think I'm actually anti-week zero Sean. I mean, now I don't know how you come down on this. We had the big KDKA kickoff classic at the Wolverina, not this past Friday, but the Friday and Saturday before that. That was an awesome event. But it almost feels, and college football does this now too, there's a handful of games that were not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before that, they had that game in Ireland. It almost does feel like it's a bit too early. Like, we're like just over the midway point in August, and they're playing real games as opposed to one final scrimmage or tune-up to get them ready.
The clock has changed quite a bit, and I would speculate then when you played at Greensburg-Salem, you were probably starting probably the last week of August for your games, right?
Yeah, like this past weekend would have been. Yeah, we didn't even have the week zero option.
So it does change things a little bit. We have 10 regular season games for the vast majority of teams. But I will say this, even though maybe ideally it would be starting this past weekend, no one's going to complain about extra football games, right? I mean, the games count, so it gives you a little opportunity to whet the appetite for the bigger things like college football that got underway in earnest this past weekend, and of course the NFL that starts this weekend.
Yeah, this time of the year cannot be beat. I was the student in elementary school when the teacher would give out like the little survey and, you know, first, second, third grade, whatever it was, like, oh, what's your favorite season? Instead of picking an actual season, I would normally write in football season. I wouldn't write in spring. I wouldn't write in winter. But nonetheless, it also does coincide that fall, I think, is the best season. You got football. Sporting-wise, you have that sports equinox that'll hit sometime in October, where you get football, basketball, hockey, and baseball all coinciding with each other. You have perfect weather. You cannot beat the fall weather. If you're one of those people into the Halloween stuff, scary movies, if that tickles your fancy.
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah. The pumpkin spice, I think, starts a tad early. Sarah was getting pumpkin spice stuff like a week or so ago. We're at like August 20th, and it's like the first day of pumpkin spice.
It seems a little early for my liking, but yeah, I know there's already people, usually more so female than male, that they're already gearing up for stuff like Halloween. So you, I guess if it's your favorite time of year, regardless of what you're looking forward to, make the most of it and extend that calendar as much as you can.
Yeah, so that season is upon us. It is here. The temps hopefully going down a little bit. It is a little bit cooler today. It's a pretty perfect Labor Day if you're out maybe driving to a friend's cookout, or maybe you have us tuned in on the Odyssey app on your back deck, getting ready to host some people for what people call the unofficial end of summer. Memorial Day, the unofficial start, and Labor Day, the unofficial end. I still want to throw a little reaction out there to the Brandon Ayuk news that happened last week. I was on the air when we found out the Steelers would not be pulling in Brandon Ayuk. And with the Steelers' first game this weekend, a Sunday 1 p.m. game against the Atlanta Falcons on the road, which I'll get into that game a little bit more in a sec, I'm not buying into the, hey, bro, just give Van Jefferson a chance, bro. He'll show you. Will he? Will he show me? If Van Jefferson has a legitimate good season, or Calvin Austin or Scotty Miller, I will eat my words gladly and give those guys their flowers. I think Roman Wilson can be a solid slot option. We haven't seen the rookie in action yet, however. And I think it's unfair to put on the plate of somebody who was picked in the middle rounds to immediately jump in and become a key target in this offense. Here's the big question I like to throw out to people who are in the just give Van Jefferson a chance, bro, that crowd. What the hell happens if George Pickens goes down for a game, two games, four games? What if it's longer? What happens? They go from one good receiver to none. The Steelers have also named their captains for the 2024 season. Are any of these a surprise. Sean, I'll run through the four names, and you can tell me if you think any are a surprise. Cam Hayward.
No surprise.
T.J. Watt.
Not a surprise.
Miles Killebrew.
So he's usually the special teams captain, right? Yeah. Yeah, so that makes sense as well.
And then Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that would only have been a surprise if he wasn't named the starting quarterback. If they had somehow gone with Fields, then yeah, that would have been a little bit of a head-scratcher. But I think that was kind of set in stone once they decided to go with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, so you have Hayward, the grizzled veteran. He's the elder statesman. He's been on this team for almost a decade and a half at this point. It's crazy to think that. And I don't want to make Cam Hayward feel old by saying that, but that's the case. He's one of the, well, he is the only guy from the early 2010s that is still on this roster. And he was drafted right after the Steelers' last trip to a Super Bowl, the Super Bowl 45 loss to the Green Bay Packers. Hayward was the draft pick that very next season. T.J. Watt, that's no surprise. Best player on your roster. He is an annual Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Pretty much every season, I would say, besides his rookie year, he has been in that conversation. And whether you feel like he should have already won it more than one time or not, the fact of the matter is, very easy to slot a player like that in as a team captain. So those are the two defensive captains, T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward. You obviously can't go wrong. I mean, those are two obvious picks. Miles Killebrew, the special teams ace, a unit that is led by Danny Smith and his chewing gum, is led by Miles Killebrew.
Do you think Matakevich got any consideration?
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, he was obviously a Steeler originally. I would say he was probably right behind. If Killebrew was no longer on the team, it would have been Matakevich, I think.
I think I saw that there were multiple seasons he was captain for special teams in Buffalo. And I wasn't sure if he had been previously in Pittsburgh, but the fact that he came back kind of late in the process probably also factored in.
Yeah, so Matakevich, I would say, was probably a close consideration there because he, too, someone who specializes on special teams. Boswell has not been a captain before, which I don't know what their philosophy is on the kicker being a captain, but he is somebody who is all of a sudden one of the longest tenured Steelers on the roster, and he has been a very good one. Russell Wilson, I'm sure this will make some headlines. We already saw some of the top analysts and insiders in the NFL world at large tweeting out about it. They immediately took notice that Russell Wilson was named one of the four Steelers captains. It'll make some headlines, but it really shouldn't, because Wilson has now been named a captain for the 12th consecutive season that he's been in the NFL. 9 years in Seattle, both seasons in Denver, and now the first season in Pittsburgh. That tells me that it would be much more of a story if he wasn't a captain than if he was one. And as Sean, you put it earlier, it would be different if Justin Fields won that quarterback competition and Russell Wilson was still named a captain. That would be a little bit bizarre. I just think the way that the league is now, especially, a quarterback is almost a shoe-in to be the team's captain. Caleb Williams was named one of the team captains for the Bears today. And there's technically not a, at least with some of these teams, it doesn't seem like there's a limit on how many captains you can have. The Steelers always have four. They have a special teams guy, then they'll do, obviously, one on each side, and then one of the sides of the ball gets a bonus. In this case, it's the defense. But sometimes I'll see the graphics that other teams put out, and they have like 7 or 8 captains. It's like overkill. Like they're sending out a fifth of their roster when it comes to the coin toss before the game. So those are the Steelers' 4 captains. Cam Hayward, T.J. Watt, Miles Killebrew, Russell Wilson. I think it was easy to pick those 4 across the board. People will jump on Wilson because he's corny. Maybe that's why the national media doesn't like him. It was clear that the national voices out there on the usual networks had an agenda against Russell Wilson, because the dialogue the entire offseason was so pro Justin Fields and so anti-Russell Wilson. They're probably having segments today that they're shocked that Russell Wilson was named a captain. Get ready for Get Up tomorrow on ESPN or one of those shows. They'll have a whole segment. Russell Wilson named Steelers captain. Does he deserve it? Is this Russell Wilson's job to lose? Whatever headline they want to throw in there. The Steelers also have a sneaky tough game on Sunday against these Atlanta Falcons. NFL Network, I always like that they do this. They have their whole panel of like 10 people that select games. Now, Sean, the game on Sunday in Atlanta, it's about a field goal difference on the spread. Atlanta is about a field goal favorite at home, which is normally telling that if these teams played on a neutral field, they would be pretty much a coin flip.
Yeah, it's 3 points at home is typically the standard, right?
Yeah, so I think it's 3 or 3.5. The NFL Network panel has it 8-2 in favor of the Falcons beating the Steelers on Sunday. The only two people on this 10-person panel picking the Steelers, and they did so with the same score, Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah, both have them winning 20-17. It'll be a game like that if the Steelers do win. I fully expect it to be a field goal or maybe 6 points, something in that ballpark. But I do think there are plenty of Steeler fans going into this game on Sunday, maybe not chalking it up to a win already, but definitely feeling confident. And Atlanta, a team that does bring in a new head coach, Raheem Morris, they do bring in their own veteran quarterback, Kirk Cousins. They got rid of Arthur Smith, now Steelers offensive coordinator. I think Atlanta very well could be the better team. They had 2 late-game additions on their defense, Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons, who you could say they're halfway or more through their careers, but you can't really deny the accolades of what those guys have accomplished. Multi-time Pro Bowlers on that defense, on the edge and on the back end, 2 places where Atlanta really needed it. So we'll dive into that game at large a little bit more in a little bit. We'll look at the entire week 1 schedule. But this is a big, big football day for us. A big prediction day. How do we think the AFC will shake out? How do we think the NFC will shake out? I'm also going to do an exercise a little bit later on that has to do with quarterback matchups, solely basing it on quarterback versus quarterback and how many games the Steelers would have the edge if that were the case. We'll have a Bucko Minute with Noah Hiles at 5:30. We'll be joined by John Ledyard from the Yins Know Ball podcast in about 30 minutes from now. Nick Faribault will join us after Steelers practice a little bit before 5 o'clock. We'll do a College Football Minute as well. 412-928-9370 if you want to join the conversation. You can give us a call or shoot us a text, That fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, how will the AFC shake out? Sean and I debate that coming up in just a few minutes. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on 93.7 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Got into some Steelers topics there in that first segment. Donnie Football with you on this Labor Day. 93.7 The Fan. Sean Myers with me behind the glass. We are 72 hours away and change. So I guess more like, what, 78 hours? That would be, Sean. They're kicking off around this time, or around 8:20 on Thursday night. So
yeah, I think your math is correct.
78 hours until the NFL season officially gets underway. So this is a big prediction day, and I gave you a heads up of that before we got into this today. We're going to go through the AFC. Next hour, we will go through the NFC. How do things play out in the regular season? Who makes the playoffs? Who misses out? What do the playoff rounds look like? And then eventually, we will crown a Super Bowl champion. So we will start with the AFC. And we'll start with the AFC East. Sean, this is one where I think three teams have a pretty good argument that they could win the division. I think everybody except for New England is pretty much out. You have the Jets, you have the Dolphins, you have the Bills, you got Aaron Rodgers, you have Tua, you have Josh Allen. So you have three really good quarterbacks in the division as well. Maybe a fourth could emerge if Drake May ends up becoming what the Patriots fans were promised. This is what I picked last season, and I'm going to stick to it again in the hopes that this guy doesn't miss the entire season. I think the Jets are going to win the AFC East.
Yeah, they're the biggest question mark to me, because we've heard for such a long time, if they just had a quarterback, they could go make some real noise, maybe go the whole way. I think Aaron Rodgers will be okay. I don't think he's going to be close to the player that we saw 3 years ago. So I think the Bills, despite all of their losses, are still the team to beat, because they have the best player in that entire division, and that's their quarterback, Josh Allen, who I'm anticipating will have a massive season. He's got to do a little bit more on his own without some of the targets that he had previously, like Diggs. But I like the Bills first and foremost. I have the Jets as the number three team out of that division behind the Dolphins. And I think everyone can agree New England will pretty clearly be the team expected to finish last. I have them there as well.
Yeah, so we have a little bit of differentiation with just this very first one. I have the Jets winning that division. I have the Dolphins as the second place team, and then the Bills not far behind them. However, I think we get multiple playoff teams out of the AFC East.
Are we announcing that yet? Are we?
We can wait until we go through all the divisions.
Gotcha. Yeah, I want to give anything away, but I agree with you on that assessment.
Obviously, the team that we have winning the division is going to the playoffs. That shouldn't need to be explained. The AFC North, I think it is bound for a big comeback season for Joe Burrow. I think Cincinnati wins the AFC North.
Do you have them ahead of Baltimore in second?
Yes, Baltimore would be in second place.
So I actually went back and forth on this. And again, I don't want to spoil what's to come. I think the Bengals have a big year too, but I think by the narrowest of margins, maybe a tie break or something like that, the Ravens still finish in first and Cincinnati's right behind them. And then I have Pittsburgh and Cleveland bringing up the rear.
So we have the same order, because I have Steelers at three and Browns at four.
But you said you have Bengals first.
Yes.
Yes, I have the Ravens just narrowly okay, edging them, yes.
So then the final two. So Steelers would be number three. Browns would be number four, because Pittsburgh has not finished in last place since like the late 80s. So we love jumping onto that fact. I would not like to see that happen this year either. And I do just think the Browns will find some way to screw this up. And I think Deshaun Watson, that could just continue to be more of a dumpster fire than it already is. AFC South, let's see if we have a difference here when it comes to division winner. I think Houston is the clear-cut favorite in the South.
Yeah, everyone says that, except for me. I think the Jaguars take first. I think they have a bounce back year. Remember, 2 years ago, everyone is expecting they were the team that was going to take this next step. Mm-hmm. And we didn't see it from Lawrence. He needs to be better, no doubt. He's a guy that really has not lived up to the expectations. I think the problem for the Texans is they arrived a year or maybe even 2 years earlier than expected last year, surprised so many people. I think they're going to have a sophomore slump. And I still think that long term, they'll be a very good team. I just think 2024 is going to be a little bit of a hiccup for them. I have them finishing second behind Jacksonville, and then I don't think too highly of the either the teams behind them. I would say probably Colts and then Titans, but I don't think either one of those teams will probably be as good as what a lot of people expect.
Man,
I'm not high on Richardson, certainly not as high as a lot of people.
So I'm not either. Chris is very, very high on Anthony Richardson.
For the four games he'll play this year.
That's one of the issues I have with him. I think he will be a player that is good. He's exciting when he's in. I don't even know if I'd say good. I would say exciting, which, yes, they can be two different things, because he can be reckless, almost like a Jameis Winston in a way. Like, not necessarily good, but exciting to watch. That's the type of player I expect Anthony Richardson to be. And I don't think he'll be a guy that ever plays more than like 12 games in a season. He'll always be someone who misses a chunk. Now, they do have Cowboy Joe Flacco behind him, who miraculously won the Comeback Player of the Year in 2023. I actually think the Colts finish ahead of the Jags. I think the Colts finish second, Jags third, and then the Titans will take up the rear. So we're different on all three so far. Now we will test that. Do you, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, possibly have a team to jump the Chiefs in the AFC West?
No. Chiefs are taken first, and I don't think they'll really be tested. I like Jim Harbaugh as a coach. I think he's very, very successful. Obviously, with the 49ers, he was great there. I just don't think they have enough talent this year. I think they're probably going to be a team to reckon with maybe in 2 years, but they just don't have enough around Herbert this year. So I see them in second, but I don't think they're particularly close to the Chiefs. And then probably Raiders, Broncos, I don't think really either of those teams are particularly good. The Broncos might be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. I'm not high on Bo Nix. So I have Kansas City by a comfortable margin, then the Chargers, Raiders, Broncos.
Okay, so I do have the Broncos ahead of the Raiders, believe it or not. But we do both have the Chiefs and Chargers going in that order. So that's the only division champion we have the same. The Chiefs in the AFC West. The back-to-back Super Bowl champions, a team that has been in pretty much every AFC championship game in the last decade. So when it breaks down for you, your seven playoff teams, you can go in order if you do have the order of the seeding. What does that look like?
So I don't have the order, but I think that the Ravens probably get the number one seed. But as I said, I think they just narrowly edge the Bengals. So just off the top of my head here, I'm going to go Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, Jaguars. Those are the four division winners. I believe the East will account for two wild card teams. I have both the Dolphins and Jets getting into the postseason. And
then you would have Cincinnati.
And I'd have Cincinnati. So Cincinnati in this scenario would be, I guess, the five, and then Dolphins six, Jets seven.
Yeah, so ours is definitely different because I have a team that you think will end up missing the playoffs after a great 2023. I have the Houston Texans as the one seed in the AFC. I have Cincinnati as the number two. I have the Kansas City Chiefs as the number three because we saw last year with Kansas City, they're going to lose some games, maybe look sloppy.
It won't matter
at times. Right. It's not going to matter once we hit January. But like Thursday, for instance, I would bet on Baltimore to win that game on Thursday because the Chiefs, I think kind of like last season, that opening game against Detroit, they're going to make more mistakes than we're used to seeing them make. I know it's week one, but we're going to see some sloppiness. You know, I don't want to say they went into this offseason with like a no-care attitude, but they have some guys now, Travis Kelce obviously being the main one, who has strong interest in things outside of football.
Well, it's paying off for him, apparently.
Yes, it is.
He's getting $100 million, or I guess half of that. Was it Tirico last year that said that, was it the Lions beat the Chiefs, and then he said Asterix has to come with
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, which I
so
like
if,
Tirico
if like the number
a lot.
Five linebacker for the Chiefs is out, do you think they're going to say if they lose the season opener, put an asterix by that?
Yeah, I mean, I like Tirico a lot. I was not a fan of when he said that last season. So the Chiefs are number three for me. The Jets are number four. That would mean the Jets would host a playoff game for the first time since January of 2003. That is the last time the New York Jets hosted a playoff game. They've been to the playoffs a few times since. They obviously played here in the AFC Championship game. But they were road warriors pretty much the whole time through that. So my 1-4, Texans, Bengals, Chiefs, Jets. I agree with you with the AFC East. I think two teams come out of there other than the division champ as wild card teams. I think the Dolphins and the Bills. Now I have those as the 6-7. I have the Baltimore Ravens as the 5, which means I have the Pittsburgh Steelers missing the playoffs. I thought there was a way that the Steelers could be a better team than what they were last season, and I still think that's true. I don't think they will hit some sort of rock bottom, or I'm not saying that they will finish below 500. I think they will actually be a better team. They're not going to get the luck that they got last season, and that is what it was, people. Do not try to fool yourselves into thinking they were truly one of the seven best in the AFC. I get that they got there. The amount of quarterback injury luck that the Steelers got last season was pretty remarkable. So Steelers miss. It is Texans, Bengals, Chiefs, Jets, Ravens, Dolphins, and Bills for me, 1 through 7. We will get to the championship round and the Super Bowl stuff in the next hour when we unveil our thoughts on the NFC. But coming up in about 15 minutes, John Ledyard from the Ins No Ball podcast. Coming up next, I took a little trip this weekend. Well worth it. I saw the Pirates win a baseball game as well. We want you back after this quick break. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Sean, have you ever been to Cleveland?
I have. I went, this is probably, maybe 16, 18 years ago. I went to a Mariners-Indians game at Jacobs Field. Those were the names that were actually accurate at the time.
Yeah, so, Jake. Yeah,
that was a long, long time ago. I was just out of college at that time, I believe.
So I went there this weekend. Sarah and I decided, since I didn't have any college football on Saturday, I didn't have Bucko Talk either due to the Pitt game starting at noon. I didn't have anything on Sunday, which I won't be able to say that for the next multiple months. We decided, let's take a little trip. The Pirates are in Cleveland. Went to the Pirate game on Saturday. They won, the only one of three that they won against the Guardians. Went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday, which I thought was pretty cool. We were like up in the air about it, and then decided ultimately to go, and I'm very happy we did, because that place is pretty sweet if you haven't been there.
I have not. I actually remembered. I went to a Cavs-Lakers game as well, and it was Kobe's last year, so Kobe against LeBron, so that was pretty cool
well.
But I went for baseball, basketball, didn't see anything else like in Cleveland. No Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, no sightseeing.
Also found a hack at the Guardians game that I don't know if I should share on air because it will give more people this idea. But guessing that there are no Guardians personnel listening right now, there was a way that you could get $2 beers for the entire game on Saturday. And it was because I had run into some guys that I knew who I didn't even know that they were in Cleveland for these games. And one of the guys I ran into was a Cleveland native. And he was telling me about their checkout system, their self-serve checkout system, when you go get beer or, you know, whatever the drink could have been. He said they have a pregame promotion that is $2 beers, and they don't take it off of the checkout screen. So he said, when you go, grab a couple of beers, just scroll down to the bottom, just hit the $2 beer selection, and that's that. And it worked. Multiple times. I went up there 3 times and it worked all 3. They never said a word to me.
Full price, they're probably like at least 10 to 12 bucks, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, maybe even more for all we know. But yeah, it worked. So if you ever go out to a game, let me know, and hopefully that hack still lives on. Coming up, John Ledyard from the Audibles and Analytics podcast. He is also part of the Yins No Ball podcast. John is a Waynesburg guy, but he dives into a lot of film around the entire NFL. I love talking football with him at large. He will join us here in the next few minutes to take a look at things across the board on the NFL this season. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We'll have Nick Faribault give a Steelers viewpoint. We will have Noah Hiles later on to talk Buccos and Cubs. That series begins tonight at Wrigley Field. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Visit Sun Chevy on Washington Road in McMurray or visit sunchevy.com. Sunny today, a beautiful Labor Day. A high of just 73. It's Donnie Football in for the guys on 93.7 The Fan.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.